Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 20th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
Still. It's yeah. Okay, everybody. We're not here to freak you out this time. It's going to be fine. Also with me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Now, Andrew, I actually want to start with you. We're going to do some tips today. And this tip is a super duper handy one for a bunch of reasons. So, Andrew, I'll let you share and then I'll talk about why it's great.
Yeah. So first, I do want to say this. When I wrote this tip, it was iOS 14.4. So I haven't yet... just trying to explore iOS to see if it's the same in iOS 15. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it is. Maybe Apple added more categories for these. But iOS lets you set the type of category for your Bluetooth device. Mm-hmm. This just helps the system like send the right level of audio depending on what device it is.
Yeah. And
so.
Well, and it's super handy to do that.
As the setting says. Yeah, it says it's for headphone audio level measurements, just mm-hmm. to make sure that those are accurate. And yeah. So at the time that I wrote this, there were five categories. So mm-hmm. you can label your Bluetooth device as car stereo, headphone, hearing aid, speaker, and then just an other category. Mm-hmm. So maybe Apple added more categories with iOS 15.
They did not.
Find out and update.
I just looked and they did not. Okay. But this leads to sort of a larger thing. First of all, it's really nice to have the categories available. And part of the reason for that is because different things have different options. So if you're using Bluetooth because you don't have a CarPlay car, then you can go into the info, tap on the I next to your car audio for the Bluetooth settings, and it will give uh-huh. you some additional options for like if you are also using it for your phone, like which contact groups are syncing and things like that. And you can turn on and off the contact sync if you don't need it, that kind of thing. And the other nice thing about using this is that it says it's for headphones. And part of the reason it's good to know that is because it had decided that one of my Bluetooth speakers was a pair of headphones, and I play that Bluetooth speaker much louder than I would play headphones because it's not up next to my ears. So my watch was very upset with me about all of the like loud noise I was exposing myself to. And I'm like, no, that's a speaker. That's not headphones. It's okay that they're, you know, that it's loud. And so then it, you know, it kind of chilled out after that. So it's nice to have the options for that within Bluetooth. So there's other, depending on what else you have connected, there are other options that are available to you, depending what they are. So you may want to go in and take a look at that. And also, if you haven't looked at your Bluetooth list in a while, there may be things there like, you know, that Bluetooth speaker you connected to that one time that doesn't really matter anymore. And you can go forget it, you know, and get that list cleaned up a little bit. So definitely good to take a peek in there. And especially if you have things that you can set into categories, much better to do that.
Yeah.
So now we have a couple of tips for looking ahead to things, but also, you know, some general maintenance. Jeff, you have a good one for iCloud backup.
Yeah. You know, this is something that you may already have it turned on, but if you don't, you know, it's always a good idea to keep your iPhone backed up. And if you're not backing it up to your computer, then back it up to iCloud. You know, it's just good practice so that if you ever have to reset your phone, your settings, your apps, everything else comes back. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to do. You just need to go into settings, tap on your Apple ID at the top of the screen, find the device that you want to set this on, like your iPhone or your iPad or whatever, tap on it, tap iCloud backup, and then turn it on. Mm-hmm. And there's also an option as of iOS 15 that you can choose to backup over cellular. So if you have unlimited data, you can do that. That way your backups will keep happening no matter what.
Yeah, definitely a good idea. Always make sure that backup is working. And that's also good in case you are trying to do prep work, depending on how good you were this year. Maybe there's a new phone under the tree for you. So it's always good to make sure that backup is current. And also, if you are visiting family, make sure that their backups are also current. That's always a good idea. And if you want to find out what your backup has been up to lately, Andrew, you have a follow-on tip for this.
Right. So this is a shortcut that I created earlier this month, and I call it just the backup changelog. So it just helps me keep track of what's been happening with my files, because my main form of backup is literally just dragging and dropping files and folders onto my external drive. And so maybe I deleted a file or added a new file or maybe, renamed a file. So what the shortcuts does, it works on both iOS and the Mac now, at least if you have macOS Monterey, because that has shortcuts. So what it does is I right click or use the share menu and I select the file backup shortcut, and it will automatically record the date, the file path, and record it into this text file that I also have in iCloud Drive. And so at the end of the week, I look at what everything has changed, and then I mirror that onto my external drive.
Very good. Anything that makes backing up easier is a thing that I'm 100% for and always happy to share. So, and we will have a link to Andrew's tip in the show notes. We have links to all of these in the show notes, but that one in particular is one that will be extra handy because the shortcut will be right there. So we have more tips to get to, but first I want to take a moment and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Coinbase. Now, cryptocurrency may seem like maybe it's an exclusive club or it's a secret thing that you're not supposed to know about, but Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get their foot in the door. So regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase supports the most popular digital currencies on the market, and it makes them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're new to cryptocurrency, you're looking to diversify, or you just want a better way to access your crypto markets and manage your portfolio, you can get started today with Coinbase. Now, you don't have to buy anything. All you have to do is sign up at coinbase.com and verify your ID, and you can find the full offer terms and conditions over on coinbase.com. So, as I said, for a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin. All you have to do is sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. Go sign up. It's coinbase.com/TDO. You'll get $10 in free Bitcoin. All you have to do is sign up and verify your ID. This offer is limited time only, so make sure you sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, Jeff, you have another tip for us about, let's say there is a phone under the tree for you, and you want to erase the old one. Now that you've moved everything over, you've got this other phone that has all your stuff on it but doesn't need to anymore, and you can restore that to factory, basically, right?
Yeah, and, it's changed a little bit since iOS 14. It used to, the option, you find it in the settings app under general, scroll all the way to the bottom. The button used to just say reset. Now it says transfer or reset iPhone. This is, and it just makes it more clear that this is what you're going to use, whether you're getting ready to sell your iPhone to someone else, give it away, whatever, or if you're transferring to a new phone. In fact, when you tap on transfer or reset iPhone, the very first thing you're going to see is an option, prepare for new iPhone. And if you tap on get started, it will walk you through the process of copying everything over to your new device, and then erasing your old device.
Okay.
Or at the bottom of the screen, there's reset and erase all contents and settings. Reset is if you want to take everything to factory defaults, and just have it ready to sell and not be attached to your Apple ID at all anymore.
Okay.
Erase all contents and settings does just that. It will erase everything from your phone. Some of your apps may be left behind, but your personal data and your settings will go back to default. And then after it's done, you can leave it like that. It's not, it shouldn't be associated to your Apple ID at that point. But you can also set it up as a new device or restore it from a backup.
Okay. That sounds good. So, the wording on that has changed a little bit, so it makes it a little bit confusing the first time you come across that. So, definitely take a look there, and it will help you. And if you haven't upgraded a phone in a while, it's much easier than it used to be, so you don't have to worry too much about that. Our next tip, Andrew, you have one for us, and then I have a little sort of bonus tip that goes with that. And yours has to do with turning your phone into a magnifying glass.
Yes. So this is a good accessibility feature. There is a magnifying glass on your iPhone. It's just a camera, but it gives you a zoomed in view automatically of, you know, whatever small text or small objects you may want to examine more closely. By going into Settings, Accessibility, and tapping on Magnifier, you can customize it a bit more. There are different color filters that you can add to it. You can also change the level of contrast to make, you know, the text easier to read. Mm-hmm. And then you can go into Settings and Control Center and add the Magnifier button to, you know, the Control Center. Mm-hmm. So just to make it even more quickly to swipe it up or swipe down, tap on that button, and you can quickly magnify things.
Yeah. Now, the bonus tip I have for that is that if you go spend a tiny bit of time in Control Center, sort of customizing it to be what you want, life will be immeasurably better. So you can do that by going to the Settings app, and in the third like block, so to speak, of settings, right under General is Control Center, and it will give you a couple of options at the top, and then it will show you all the things that are available to put in Control Center, and it will show you the ones that you have, so you can move something up and down the list if you want something a little higher, and then you can figure out the other things that you want to add or remove. There's a code scanner if you flip back and forth between dark mode and things often, or low power mode. You can have a Shazam button if you prefer. There's a lot of things that you can put in there if you have settings that you access regularly and want to change. So spend a few minutes in there, and you will, I guarantee, if you do this, you will like your phone a lot better when you're done.
Yeah, you can even add in your most used HomeKit scenes and accessories there.
Yeah. I do have a couple of those in there. I just realized.
I mean, it comes in really handy when you don't want to make any noise, like by telling the S lady to turn things on or off. You can just, you know, swipe down from that top right corner, tap what you need to tap, and it's done.
Yeah, it's also good as a status sort of thing. Like, did, for example, you're in another part of the house. Are those lights on or off? You can look there and tell if they're on or off. If you have that saved in Control Center, that's also very handy.
Yeah, it's quicker than launching the Home app and then trying to navigate through and find out if it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, I have about three of them that I look at all the time in Control Center, so I'm glad they're there. Now, yep, Jeff, you have a tip for us about speeding up iOS.
Yeah. So, you know, let's say that you're not fortunate enough to have one of the latest and greatest iPhones, and you've just upgraded to iOS 15, and you're noticing that things are a little bit slower than they used to be. Now, the first thing that I'm going to say to do is give it a day or two. Anytime you install a major software update, there's a lot of background junk that has to be done. There's files have to be indexed. Procedures have to be optimized. And there's no way to force that to move faster. What you need to do, plug in your iPhone or your iPad to power, make sure it's connected to Wi-Fi, and let it sit overnight. You know, it could even take a couple of overnight sessions if you've got thousands or thousands and thousands of photos and videos.
Yes.
So just let it do its housekeeping. Let it find out where everything is, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
The next thing is, and we're always encouraging this, is whenever a new update comes out, install it.
Yes.
We've seen this with every major release. iOS 14 came out. Within 2 days, we had an incremental update that helped with performance. Same thing with iOS 15. So keep up on those, because as Apple discovers the problems on older devices, they update iOS, and that helps a lot of it.
Yeah. And if you haven't updated to iOS 15, if you have a device that will do it for you, that will run it, definitely make sure that you do that. And we've made it to the point where we're at 15.2 right now. So this is when the optimization for older devices starts coming in, and it stops being less traumatic and less of a drag on your older hardware if you're going to do that. Plus, it's nice if you have a little time around the holidays at the end of the year. Like maybe you have a work phone, or you get work calls on your phone and you kind of can't be without it. Like it's a little okay when if this is generally a lower traffic time for that sort of thing. So you'll have a chance to update it, and then do as much as you can to sort of plug it in and leave it alone and let it turn on Spotlight and all that stuff in the background as much as you can. Without sort of trying to make it do too much other stuff at the same time. And then hopefully you'll be okay.
And if none of that really helps, there are two major settings that you can tweak that will improve your performance problems. The first one is background app refresh.
Yes.
This is a setting that allows your apps to run in the background and keep refreshing content. And if you turn that off, that's going to help your battery life, but it's also going to help performance. And you can either turn it off altogether so that nothing can use it, or you can do it on an app by app basis.
Yeah.
So apps that you don't want to use background app refresh, turn it off. The other one is reduce motion, which is an accessibility setting. The parallax effect where, the apps kind of change, the icons kind of change their appearance based on how you're holding your phone.
Yeah.
Some of the bouncing, if you turn that off, that'll speed things up a little bit too.
Yeah, it will indeed. Yeah, that's a good one. There's a bunch of tips right there. You can always pull one of these out of your pocket for somebody if you're visiting family at the holidays and you end up whether you mean to or not, and you end up doing some tech support, you can always pull out a tip like this and help make somebody's life a little better, or just sort of impress them with how much stuff you know about iOS, right? So both of those are good. That's going to do it for us today. I want to thank Jeff and Andrew for being here. If you have tips for us, or if you have something that you want to ask that you think we should cover, then let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And I've said it before, if you have a gift you would like to give to us this holiday season, go leave us a review in the podcatcher review system of your choice. That always helps us out. So I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.